UFOs. Sometimes I read or hear things which are related to UAPs that I do not agree with, partially agree with, or wholeheartedly agree with. Recently, a former admiral is said to have made the statement, "We wouldn't find UFOs in the sky, they will be underwater." This is one of those statements I only partially agree with. Maybe he thinks this way because he is a Navy man and there have been so many sightings where UFOs come up from the water or dive into it, but there have also been many cases where UFOs have been seen going underground. There is also a theory which states the UFOs that dive into the water have a base not in the oceans of the world, but under them. The reason I say I partially agree is many of us know there are certain places in the water they seem to favor, like off the coast of Catalina Island. We do not know if they are down there, if they are using some sort of passageway down there which leads to somewhere else, or they are under the seabed in a secret base. There was an odd-looking structure which was said to be found in the area, and some people were quick to call it an alien base, but without any proof of what it actually was. When the admiral said we would not find UFOs in the sky, he seems to be forgetting the crashed UFOs we recovered from the sky. These have contributed to the knowledge we have, be that as it may. As far as I know, no UFOs have been extracted from the waters of the world. There is a rumor going around in the scientific world that seems bizarre to me. It states the Webb telescope has discovered life on an alien planet. We have to remember this telescope, even though being very powerful, still cannot see planets outside of the solar system is more than dots and has to rely on other instruments to examine their atmospheres and such. I believe the most it could find would be certain things in the atmospheres of some planets which might make us think there is a chance this might indicate something which under the right circumstances could indicate life, but a heck of a lot more proof would be needed. UFOs are often seen above nuclear power plants and we really don't know why. Could they be checking how safe or unsafe they might be? Are they drawing energy from the reactor core, or is there something else going on we don't know about? Anyway, a large nuclear reactor in India had a UFO visit them the other day. A UFO was filmed flying above the plant. Some in India are particularly disturbed by the many sightings by UFOs over their nuclear facilities. The plant it was flying over was the Kudankulam nuclear power plant. Some people really want to get their UFO experiences out there. This was shown when a man decided to put his UFO experience on OutKick. I am convinced there are plenty of others, many of whom have not ever talked about what happened to them or what they saw, for various reasons. If the members of the public who had UFO experiences all decided to make them known, they would flood social media and this could change many of the opinions of those who never had a UFO experience and maybe never believed in them. Several Sullivan County, New York residents reported seeing UFOs. Sightings were reported over Bethel, Cornyonga Lake, and Lochstrake. One lady described the UFO as not making a sound, something many others over the years have reported. The sightings went back as far as 10 years to 1 month. Some UFO maps have come out allowing people to find where the most sightings are. I looked at a couple of them. One was for Great Britain, the other one I looked at was for the United States. They were interesting, but there are two different ways of figuring out where the most sightings are and they don't agree. One is by percentage of population and the other is by the number of sightings. An example is California, which will have the most sightings by number since they have such a huge population, but they don't have the highest amount per percentage of population. An article has come out claiming Winston Churchill knew about UFOs and moved to cover up the subject. It is said newly released declassified documents prove this. Some say he had an obsession with them. Wow, it would be interesting if we knew more about this subject. I would love to know how he found out about them and what he knew. It is said the released document shows how Churchill intended to hide the fact. This makes me wonder how many other famous people throughout history either saw UFOs or extraterrestrials. Sometimes it doesn't seem UFOs could have a possible reason to be where they went. Take for example the UFO swarm over Morocco in 1952. People there began to report seeing all sorts of strange things in the sky. One of those things was a large glowing disc. The witnesses said it moved in a jerky motion through the sky. As the days went by, more UFOs were seen in different parts of the country. What could have been of so much interest to the aliens? Perhaps they like sand. Another little-known group of sightings occurred in Gangnam province of Korea in 1609. An oval object was reported by people flying through the sky. It seems the object might have been traveling across the entire country because people in other provinces started to see the object and report it. Even a government official saw the UFO at the time. On March 12, 2024, a UFO was seen flying over Las Vegas and then Spirit Mountain. The sighting was captured on video. The camera used had the capability to film 1,000 frames a second, so even the fastest UFO could be photographed. Spirit Mountain is a sacred place for Native American tribes. It wasn't only one object which was photographed, but many others. The camera was so fast it had the capability to photograph UFOs which might not have been seen by the naked eye as they zipped across the sky. One thing is for sure, there are many UFOs in our skies, and this has some people very worried, especially those in the government, who would probably shoot them down if they could, rather than try and meet with them.